Well, encephalitis simply means inflammation of the brain, and it's caused by ordinary everyday infections that many people will be familiar with, such as the measles or the cold sore virus or the flu. But it can also be caused by a person's own immune system going wrong and attacking the brain in error. The death rate can unfortunately be high, and in those who do survive, while some will make a good recovery, many will be left with an injury to the brain. This can often result in significant problems, profound difficulties with people's memory, changes in their personality and behaviour, extreme levels of fatigue, and difficulties in how they think and kind of deal with life on a day-to-day basis that can mean returning to work and education can be very difficult. Well, the main aim of Encephalitis Research Month this year is to raise awareness of encephalitis in the context of COVID-19. So making that important plea for more research and, as you say, an appeal for donations towards this research, because we're increasingly concerned by the growing reports of neurological complications as a result of COVID-19. And to give you an example, early data at the moment from a national surveillance study called CORINERVE is suggesting that as many as 6% of all cases that of people that are COVID-19 positive and who have neurological complications are meeting the case definition for encephalitis. So there's lots of questions that need to be answered in order for us to be able to deal with this situation and provide a better outcome and recovery for patients that have been affected. It is early stages, and I think the data is early. I've seen enough data to be concerned, and for us to have dedicated June, which is Encephalitis Research Month, to raising this issue of encephalitis in the context of COVID-19. So we are seeing cases coming out, and as I said, the early data, at the moment is suggesting 6%, and that's enough for me to be concerned and to raise issues nationally and internationally. We're the only resource of our kind in the world delivering the services that we do on encephalitis, and so I think I take that responsibility very seriously. If people would like more information, if they could go to encephalitis.info/COVID-19, and that will give them up-to-date information on encephalitis and the pandemic. But there's also a link there if there are any professionals listening who are dealing with patients and they want to report them into the two surveillance studies that are ongoing at the moment, which is CORINERVE and COVID Neuro. And of course, if anybody can help support our research, they can do that at encephalitis.info/donate, and we would be very, very grateful.